Regardless on how you look at it, headline news continues to move our markets. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. That has been the case now for some time. Our headline news has really been playing a factor when it comes to our markets, both grain and livestock. Mike Miner is with Professional Ag Marketing, Laverne, Minnesota.
There has been. There's been a lot of outside market influence on these markets, and the cattle haven't been left out of that. Yesterday, after a higher start to the morning there, it just couldn't carry on through the trade, it seemed like there. And, you know, we've seen some changes, whether it be in SNAP or some other things on outside market influence. But honestly, it seems like the overall bearish shift in just the technical situation and other macro market pressures is probably a more plausible reason for the heavy selling that we've seen occur.
And when you look at, for an example, either the cash market, that has been increasing, a little bit quiet yesterday, but cutouts, I see they're kind of mixed, but still not too bad, 377 and 361.
It's mainly been outside stuff that we've been trading there from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Initially speaking, I mean, fundamentals haven't changed at all on this cattle market if we really look at it from a deep dive. At this point, we're just anticipating things like the Mexican border reopening, along with other things due to trade situations involving Brazil, Argentina, Australia, things like that. So at this point, the fundamental picture still hasn't really wavered on the cattle side.
Your thoughts on the hog market here, Mike?
It's really difficult to look at the hog market without looking at the cattle market, I think. It's very difficult to say that hasn't had an impact on those futures as of late. We've seen a really hard sell-off here in this hog market since the end of September that just continues to struggle to find support here. And I think some of these harder down days have been influenced by that big sell-off that we've seen in cattle as well.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Wenberg.